Get your bets lined up. We got three horses in the room.
Tyler, do you sound good in your head?
Yes.
Do you Tyler, sound good in your head?
You gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta do the.
Vignette.
You gotta do that. I love it. It's an open loop. Evil podcast. Evil podcast. 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 It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Evil podcast. Evil podcast. You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil? Are you?
Guys. I have a problem. Raspy Sorter has a problem. She says, my boyfriend and me are doing just fine, but he has an ex, and his ex has a twin, and my boyfriend has a sister. The ex and her twin are talking behind my back and telling my boyfriend's sister fake rumors about me, so she doesn't like me?
What's four in French?
Quatre.
Menage a quatre.
That's the answer. I'm just trying to keep track who is who.
Welcome to the Evil Podcast. This is Radio Reverend Andy coming in hot on the microphone. And yeah, I think we had too much beer before this podcast because this is not very tight. But
just you.
Yeah, maybe just me. Sitting on my right, Craig Cardboard. Sitting on my left, Tyler Dan Luxon. Anyway, so we were... planning to do this podcast. Yes, Craig downloaded a Textpert app, which is people seeking advice. So we figured we'd give them advice.
Craig, what's the advice?
But first, should we do a liquor box?
Would you like to do a liquor box?
I would like to do a liquor box. Craig isn't listening. He's
well. Let's jump right into it. I'm so busy giving
play the jingle.
Expert advice on Textpert.
What, Tyler?
Play the jingle.
Ooh, it's black.
Yeah, we got black like midnight. Black and tarry for you.
What does it smell like, Craig?
Oh my God, it smells like a slap shot.
A slap. Oh, the candy.
The Swedish slap shot.
Yeah, salty licorice candy.
Is there salt in this?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Depends what Andy did to the bottle.
Yeah. I like it.
Woo! What does it taste like, Craig?
Oh, I love it. It tastes like Sambuca licorice.
Yep. You are correct.
Damn. But I tell you what, the Swedish version of this with that salt in there takes it to another level. I should have listened to my instinct and just ran and gotten a salt shaker.
Yeah. But you can make that in the shot yourself, you know.
How?
You buy a bottle of vodka,
yeah.
Then you go to the German store and buy like the salty licorice candy and you put that in. Well, there's another Mickey there if you want more.
Okay, maybe another time. But Tyler bought that.
I don't think that's a Mickey.
Isn't a Mickey? Oh,
guys.
A tiny Mickey. Anyway, so this Textpert thingy, Craig, I told Craig about like 5 minutes ago and he's already obsessed with looking.
Rongby asks,
yeah.
Has anyone ever dated a con artist? What was the relationship like? One reply.
Yeah.
Just don't. They're usually sociopaths, which I think is some pretty good advice.
It's a con.
Unless he's conning her and saying he's a con artist, because why would he say he's a con artist?
I don't know. Hissing Scout says, why are people uncomfortable to say the word vagina out loud?
Speak for yourself.
Brownie says, female 23 from Georgia, who? Because I say it out loud all the time.
Vagina.
You really? I guess I say more pussy or
cunt. Vagina.
I don't know.
Vagina.
Yeah. Wasn't a lot of good advice on that one.
No. Well, you don't have to read advice. We're giving the advice.
Oh, we're giving it. That's okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me come to a really gripping question that could get all of us thinking very hard.
Yeah. Well, you can do that if...
You have Dr. Tyler and Dr. Andy on the line.
Reverend Andy.
Reverend Andy.
If I may.
What is your problem, sir?
Yep. Well, you can just, because going back to last episode, we all know I'm an ordained minister. So
the Flying Spaghetti Church? What is it?
Flying Spaghetti Monster. I'm all a Pastafarian.
Okay. Here's one, Andy, that you might be able to relate to.
Yes. Yes, my son?
My hair is thinning out. I'm not that old. What the fuck?
He can relate to Craig.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Here's one response.
Craig getting off related.
June 31 from somewhere says, are you on a diet?
What? Anyway, the answer is like some men, like Craig and me, myself. Craig, listen to this advice.
You're the one asking.
That's a fairly good answer, but go ahead.
Yeah, but some men, like you and me, have a lot of testosterone.
That's right.
And if you have a lot of testosterone, you tend to lose your hair at an earlier age. Mm-hmm. Some men, like Tyler, doesn't have a high testosterone level, and they have a full head of hair.
And man boobs.
I'm also significantly younger than you, so I still have time.
You're like 6 months younger than me.
Guys, I think we should just take the advice of Truth Be Told, who says, get some olive oil avocado thing at Sally Beauty or something. It works on me.
Oh. It works on him because
avocado oil something.
It works on him because he never had thin
hair. I hear if you rub peanut butter on your head and let the dog lick it off, it stimulates the follicles to grow pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh. If you rub what?
Peanut butter on your head and let your dog lick it off.
Yeah. I actually I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago, and there was my dental hygienist wasn't there, so there was a temping one, and she's like, she was getting out of the business because she's studying traditional Chinese medicine instead.
Ooh.
Because then she's like, yeah, when you brush your teeth, like, you should do it like this and this, and use a lot of toothpaste. I'm like, nah. Because you only need a little bit, because it doesn't really do anything. It's just to give you a minty, fresh feeling in your mouth. So I figured...
That sounds like Andy had a conversation with someone that was really annoying him.
Yeah, I figured I have to ask. Of course, I asked, what about the fluoride? Guess what the answer was.
What? It causes cancer?
I don't really believe in fluoride. I was like, of course you don't.
How could you not?
You only believe in acupuncture.
We've even had examples of how fluoride works within the last year.
Like what?
Calgary stopped putting fluoride in their water over concerns of like something to do with fluoride, like
it was the
causing
dentist.
Stomach cancer or something they suggested.
It was the dentist cabal.
Yeah, but over the like 6 months or a year that they stopped putting fluoride in their water, tooth decay and cavities in children rose by like 300% or something.
I didn't know they did that. I mean, I believe it, but I didn't know they had to.
We had fluoride to our water here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. But
Calgary turned it off for some hippie reason, and then all of their kids got cavities.
Funny. I wish I knew that when I was talking to my dental hygiene. But it's funny, like everybody who believes in the traditional Chinese medicine, the blah blah blah, they always don't believe in anything scientifically. Like, why does one has to exclude the other? Like, I don't believe
in fluoride. Isn't the whole reason they believe in it because they think that it's science?
I don't know. It's funny with Chinese medicine, because I asked a Chinese girl I knew here, like acupuncture, do like people actually like do that in China or whatever? And she's like, no, it's only the poor peasants that can't afford to go to a real doctor that does it. And then people like, they've done it for 6,000 years. I'm like, so what? You used to lobotomize people. Doesn't a long time ago. That doesn't mean it's correct. Like, how is that an argument? You have done it a long time.
I've gotten a question that's not related to that.
Okay.
My best friend found out I hooked up with her boyfriend while I was drunk. Now she's blocked me on Facebook and won't answer any of my calls.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to do. Tyler?
At some point, you got to throw in the towel, you know? Just stop.
Yeah. Okay, you hooked
up with... Keep banging the boyfriend,
but
stop trying to reach out to her.
Wait, to the friend.
You've attempted.
You have a new friend now.
That ship sailed. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That ship sailed, like, wonder why she's not answering. What you should do is leave that poor girl alone.
Here's some really bad advice. Female, 33, from Canada. Give her some space and show up to her house in a week or so with her favorite drink.
I know what you
should do. If anything, she should be mad at her brother. If she can't get past it, then you're better off finding a new friend that can accept that everyone has bad judgment sometimes. That's extremely
confused with the... So there was a girl who hooked up with her best friend's boyfriend.
Yes.
It? Okay.
She's angry at me. What should I do?
You should
stop sleeping with her boyfriend.
Give it a week and then show up at her house with a boombox over your head playing Tears for Fears.
Or, as I said before, Menage a Quatro.
Yeah.
That's my answer to everything.
Four dudes?
Yep.
Four dudes answer?
Yeah, Andy wants four dudes.
That's Reverend Andy's answer to everything.
Speaking of four people, it's that gal says, my boyfriend's ex and her friends are riding on my dick, and I really don't appreciate it. What should I do? Mm. That sounds fake.
Yeah. We don't need the stupid people's answers. We have the best answers. You just need to read.
Okay, new question.
Andy, how long did it take you to become ordained?
Ordained?
Yeah.
However long it took to fill out my credit card number.
Oh, how much did you have to pay?
It's $25.
Yeah.
It's $40 if you want a plastic ID.
Sounds an awful lot like you just became a Scientologist.
But the thing is, there's no other costs. Like, Scientologist is a cost for everything. This is a one-time fee because they want the money to print the stuff and to pay the hosting for their webpage. So,
did they write any fantasy novels that we should be reading?
Well, as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
But
that's disappointing.
I need to buy The Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, of course.
There's an actual book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read the whole... I took it out of the library once, but I didn't have time to read the whole thing. So I better take it out and study it now that I'm a minister.
Yeah, you should know the stuff that you're preaching.
I should, yeah.
Yeah.
Put a strainer on my head.
Can I throw in some crazy Canada news here?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Do we have some room for some crazy Canada news?
Yeah.
Okay. We got some crazy Canada news. Straight out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Woman strangled, two men killed by crossbow and an arrow, says Toronto police.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. A guy in Toronto was three counts of murder after he strangled a girl and shot two guys with the crossbow.
Were they standing behind each other, the guys with the crossbow that they shot?
I don't think so. But the woman died in a garage of strangulation.
The garage of strangulation? She shouldn't have gone in there.
The man found in the garage died of a crossbow stab wound. And the man found in the driveway died of an arrowhead stab wound to the neck. Welcome to Canada. It's a pretty loose podcast.
What went wrong?
Pretty loose.
Actually, yeah. There's a question on here. Is I just shot two men with the crossbow and and strangled a woman. What should I do?
What should you do?
Move to Canada.
No. You want to do it in the States where that's legal.
It's legal?
Yeah, I think anything goes in Florida.
If you say, oh my God, he's coming right at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if he's trespassing your land.
I thought the arrow stabbing was funnier before.
Maybe.
What about a burglar wearing goalie gear?
Did you I heard about that.
We talked about that last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
I didn't think we did.
Did we?
I thought about it.
I know
our friend Patrick, who was on the show once, who's from Winnipeg, told me about it because the burglar was from Winnipeg.
Oh. Yeah,
the guy wearing goalie equipment who robbed a beer store.
I liked how the news actually said, like, well, we see here the guy in the goalie gear is, the hell is that? Whoop.
That thing.
Yeah, he's wearing number 12. That's not traditionally not a goalie number.
It's true.
It is true.
He should be wearing number 1.
Yeah, or 36.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway.
Craig, does anybody need advice?
I'm looking for the, you know.
Yeah, I should have told you earlier had time to research. Have to do it.
I'm on the PBS Pledge-a-thon. I'm just waiting for the phone call to ring.
Yeah.
Right.
And to get the right question. So don't just check in with me every once in a while. It's fine. Don't worry.
Okay. Here's a question for you, Andy.
Yes.
And Craig. I need some advice.
Right.
My teacher in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Told me to lick me where I fart. What should I do?
Lick me where I fart.
Is that a question?
Well, it's part of an article. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a potty mouth teacher in Ontario was suspended after slipping into foul language territory. She's been suspended before, but got suspended this time.
That was a she.
For allegedly telling a student, why don't you lick me where I fart?
Does she have Tourette's?
I don't think so.
You can't say something like that and not have Tourette's.
She's been...
It could just be a pervert.
She was suspended previously for 30 days Among recent allegations, it includes slapping a student on the head, calling him an idiot, and telling him to grow some balls.
Was it a girl?
No.
Because then they wouldn't have balls.
I think it was a guy.
Oh.
Called the student a bloody pedophile.
Projection.
How is a kid a pedophile? That just doesn't make sense.
No.
if he's in grade six, she's in kindergarten. I don't know.
Teacher has issues.
Maybe, yeah.
Reportedly told a female student she looked like a frumpy old lady.
That's a little bit funny.
Well, I'd like to see a picture of the student for she might have been right.
Yeah. She slammed her students as stupids, idiots, yeah. Gays, and a bitch.
Gays.
Only one.
Only one. Yeah, and she's suspended without pay.
Mm. Oh, without pay.
Without pay. Well, that's...
This is...
That's the teacher?
That's the teacher,
Craig. She looks pretty frumpy herself, oh my if goodness. You don't mind me saying so.
However, this article...
She should be smiling in that picture. That's terrible.
This article then goes on to show a picture of another girl.
Whoops.
Right here.
Yeah.
This is former teacher, who's 24, in Iowa, mm-hmm. who had sex with one of her teachers for 100 times, oh. or one of her students, 100 times, mm-hmm. got fired for being a teacher, and is now a stripper down the block from
she
her school.
She got fired for being a teacher?
No, she got fired for sleeping with students.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with Tyler's love of showing pictures on a podcast. He does that quite often.
Can you hold it closer to the mic, please?
If Andy wanted one of these pictures sent to him, you could do that. These could go up with the article.
Yeah, but I don't do that because it's too much work.
See? It's your fault, not mine.
Well, I thought you can put it on.
You're projecting, Andy.
You're also an admin on the Facebook page.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Okay, I don't know how to use Facebook. What's a Facebook?
Put it on your face, and then you read it. Anyway.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Girls with freckles, yes or no?
Where?
Andy.
Freckles? 10 times out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of freckles. I wouldn't mind it if she had a good personality.
I like freckles, especially if there's an insane amount of freckles.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then it's just...
An insane amount of freckles being...
Just a lot of them.
A lot of them?
Where?
Everywhere.
Freckers?
Yeah.
Luxardo.
Keep talking. I'll find
out. I know. I mean, everybody likes redheads. I guess they have freckles, but...
They do.
There's usually. A Swedish one here by Silly Lobster.
Have you ever met
Mr.
anybody...
Mr. Breitholtz, er du herr, Mr. Adam och kompani, lisnare.
That's a podcast. I think that's the guy who I actually heard about this from, the Adam and
advertising
Company.
His podcast on this app?
No, the Adam and Company podcast. I think that's the podcast I heard about this app.
I didn't mean to fill my whole shot glass there.
No, he didn't want anymore.
Oh,
that's fine.
Because I offered him first because I knew you would do it. No, I'm kidding.
What was your question before Craig jumped in there?
No, I just said I think that the Adam and Company that was mentioned there, I think that's where I heard it.
Andy,
not that that matters.
Andy, how do you know if a man really loves you?
He buys you flowers.
Okay.
Then he asks about freckles in a girl. Then he holds a microphone in his left hand.
Suggestively.
And laughs in bursts.
You're saying that
correctly. Tyler, what's the worst type of meat to eat and why?
The worst type of meat?
That's Tyler, not you.
Oh, sorry.
The worst type of meat?
Yeah.
Human? Don't ask why.
Lulu from Delaware says anything that had a mom or had feelings.
What?
Sounds like vegetarians typing there.
Yeah.
Dog?
Never had dogs, so I can't...
No, the person wants to know if it's a good thing to have a dog. Cool. It's not about eating dogs, Andy.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a continuation of the last one.
It was. I was just joking.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know if dog's a good idea.
Yeah. You're not eating Bob, are you?
A little bit at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been fattening him up.
Fattening him up.
For one giant meal.
And building a giant oven made out of trees. A giant bonfire, that's what they're called.
A barbecue made of trees?
Yes.
A bonfire? Those are the same.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's it for that gig. Anyways, yeah. You can ask a bunch of questions. And get some bad advice.
Did you hear that Zach Galifianakis joke on SNL? He said he uses a lot of Axe deodorant, yeah. But he lives in a black neighborhood, so it's ask. yeah. It's one of my favorite jokes. I don't know why. Mm.
And his racist jokes.
It wasn't my racist joke. It was someone else's racist joke.
Such a hugger.
Anyway, what else should we talk about? This is idling a bit.
It's not.
A
little
bit. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
don't you have any Sweden news?
No, me?
Oh, I have some China news. Ooh.
Did you hear about... Well, hold on. There's Norway news.
Oh, yeah?
Norway
news. Did you hear about the 300 reindeer that were killed by a lightning strike?
Yes, it was amazing.
No, I did not.
How did they all die? It was a whole field full of reindeer.
It was something like because they heard like when it's thundering, they all grouped really close together that all of them were basically touching.
Oh, yeah.
And a lightning struck and killed all of them at the same time.
Oh, so they were all touching. Yeah, okay, yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Whatever the lightning was, when it hit, it basically...
Wait, say it again. They were all touching what?
So they,
each other.
When it's raining, they heard, so they huddle. And if they're all touching together, then if lightning hits one of them, it goes through all of them and they all died.
But then they really exploded because they're quite spread far out.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Ah, it must have been one big there giant was some barbecue party it. There.
There was science behind it, but I don't remember the science.
Mm. That's the thing I never understood. Like when a whale strands on a beach, everybody tries to save it and spends a lot of money trying to push it out. Can't you just like thump it on the head and eat it instead?
The whale?
Yeah.
We could probably eat the whale.
Yeah, feed it to the homeless.
If it's stupid
feed
enough.
Feed a whale to the homeless.
Yeah. Well, cut it up and cook it first.
We should make that t-shirt. Feed a whale to the homeless.
I think that's the episode name.
Yeah. I suppose it's only if they're beached, though, because if they're stupid enough to try to climb on land.
No, I mean if they're beached, because if they're beached, you're like, oh, Greenpeace is spending so much money to get it back out into water. Just eat it instead.
If they're not beached, you feel Japanese.
Well, if they're Japanese, they just pull up the whales and cut their fins off and throw them back.
That's true. That's rude.
Yeah, it is kind of rude, yeah.
Yep.
Now you're both looking at your phones. I don't have anybody to talk to.
You do. I'm listening.
One of you should concentrate on talking.
Well, I was trying to figure out why the lightning killed them. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I was doing research, but that's fine.
Craig.
Male pole vaulter's penis cost him Olympic gold.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did?
Yeah.
And you watched it?
Yeah, it was in the Olympics. That was 8 weeks ago.
I know that. But these important news stories don't come to our attention until later.
Did we talk about this last week?
No, you talked about the French guy who...
who cried. I talked about him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That wasn't last week's. That was like 4 weeks ago.
Okay. I think I watched it on like The Late Show or
yeah,
something.
Maybe. Anyway, Craig, don't you have any more dating stories, by the way?
It's, kind of mostly...
disappointment.
Well, just if they're funny. You don't have to tell me if they're not funny. Just asking.
Nah, nothing really, man. No. I mean, I'm happy.
Good.
I'm happy. I wasn't super happy for a little while, but
no, I know that.
I think I figured it out, and
I think you have too.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Okay, good.
I have a throwback to one of our previous stories.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is idling.
Sorry, Ed.
Jesus is idling.
No, we are idling.
Jesus, anyway. Take the wheel. Do you remember our? Long
don't
time ago.
Jesus. Yeah.
Our Florida kid who pretended to be a gynecologist and opened up his own thing. You remember that one?
Yeah.
So there was like a kid who pretended to be a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he had like a summer course in like something not related to anything.
Whale watching.
Wound up creating his own like doctor's office, gave advice to patients, did checkups on people.
I vaguely remember actually.
But his degree was like from online and his website just said PhD, not MD or anything like that, and got arrested for that. So he got out after being arrested for fraud. And the first thing that he does when he comes back is he convinces an old people to co-sign on a brand new Jaguar for him.
Yes.
And stole their credit card and bought a bunch of iPads.
iPads?
And the Jaguar.
And a Jaguar.
Why would one need a bunch of iPads?
This guy is like, it's interesting. He's not only determined to be a fraud artist, he's really good at it.
Maybe he's dating the girl who was asking about the con art.
Yes, there we go.
He's been caught 3 times, so I don't know if he's any good at it.
Yeah, maybe not. But what he's driven to, like I'm not. This is not something to admire. But on the other hand, like the first thing he does, immediately is find a way to like.
I do admire a good con artist.
The admirable thing is
why
the
do
fact
we admire
that,
them?
I don't know. It's just they're crafty and clever.
And
the my favorite is the guy who sold the Eiffel Tower twice.
Yeah. And
my favorite about this guy is the fact that he had an office with employees working for him.
Like that level of...
Yeah, like I think he had a secretary at his office for booking appointments and stuff.
All you need is the first month.
Yeah.
You pay them at the end of the month with the...
Yeah.
And his office was located inside of a health clinic, so everybody else in the building is doctors. So,
oh my god!
Of course, he should be too.
Yeah, but that's bad. Mm-hmm. Giving people bad romantic advice, on the other hand, does not cause any harm.
I think this guy actually might have had the same degree Andy does, as a reverend.
It's not a degree.
Yeah, but I think this guy had a PhD in like religion or something.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Tyler said BHD.
PhD. PhD, yeah. I said PhD.
You said
pretty huge dick.
Speaking of bad things and stuff, did you guys see that new TV show with Peter Stormare and a Swedish comedian? Do you want it's called Swedish Dicks?
Yeah. No. I saw the preview.
Okay, I saw two episodes. Man, it was
bad.
It was almost so good. Bad, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it in English, the whole thing?
Almost all of it. There was a few Swedish lines between them, but mostly they speak English. Like, Peter Stormare is not a great actor.
He cracks me up all the time.
Yeah, well.
I don't know, because
maybe he was just overacting or something in that, but yeah, it wasn't that good.
I don't know who these guys are.
It's like a comedy show. It's a guy from Sweden who lives in Los Angeles, and he's a private dick, and he meets this...
Dick-tective.
Yeah, dick-tective. And he meets this Swedish DJ who's a younger comedian in real life, but yeah. And so they join up and become Swedish dicks. Yes, hijinks.
It sounds kind of funny.
It did sound better than it was, but yeah.
Well,
there's The Office based in a police station. What's that show called in Sweden?
The Office.
It's imagine The Office, but it's in a police station.
You talking about the 99 or whatever, Brooklyn 99?
No.
Well, this is a Swedish one.
Oh,
a comedy show.
Yep.
How old is it?
I don't know. But it's pretty damn funny. Like, sure, it's quite good. You can have an office-like comedy in a lot of different places.
Who's it works. Who's in it?
I don't know. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. So you've seen it now. So it's fairly new?
It doesn't mean it's new.
It's not from the 80s.
It just means I found it.
Okay.
No, how could it be from the 80s?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm wondering how old it is. If it's
Well, when did The Office come out?
I don't know, 99 maybe? 2005?
Like 15 years ago maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, geez, 15 years
ago. How do you know it's based on The Office?
It's that kind of humor.
Okay.
It's like uncomfortable.
So it's a bunch of British people in Sweden pretending to be police officers? Or what?
When Ricky Gervais comes in playing his guitar.
Yeah.
No. I know they remade The Office into Swedish and it was awful. Like.
Yeah. This one is...
No, I haven't heard of that one as far as I know.
I'll bring it up on my pewter.
Yes. Yes, you should.
How do you say computer in Danish?
Computer. Yeah, computer. For helvete, man, I hate a computer.
Craig, that thing.
Craig might not be aware, but Andy might. Huh? You sometimes watch TV. How do you feel about the new, like, all the new TV shows that are coming out are based off of like movies that came out in the 80s.
I was going to say, I don't think we talked about this on a podcast. Nope. I think I mentioned it to one of you, but
at the club.
They say Jar Jar Binks ruined people's childhood.
Yeah.
The new fucking remake of MacGyver is going to ruin mine and Craig's childhood, that's for sure.
Well, did you know there's a Lethal Weapon TV show?
With the Wayans brother as Danny Glover, one of the Wayans brothers.
We forgot to turn the orange light out. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, sorry, I'll do it.
Not only did they do that, they also did Rush Hour.
Yeah, I saw a poster for that.
Yeah.
No, no, on the wall. On the wall. On the wall. There you go. Thank you.
What a, they did a couple of other ones that have just come out too, and I think I was reading a thing about them comparing all these new TV shows based on old movies. And,
but Andy has a reason why the MacGyver won't work.
Oh, yeah. Because...
Who's MacGyver again? Like, MacGyver. Which is the new actor?
I don't know his
Richard
name.
Dean Anderson Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you feel if it was a MacGruber show instead?
I never did see that.
No?
I never saw it either. But, I know what I was saying to Craig. Like, when we were kids, I don't know if you watched MacGyver or if you're too young, really.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've seen an episode.
Because me and Craig would watch it, and then we would go to the schoolyard and say, like, ooh, he can make, like, an atom bomb out of a meatball and a paperclip. But now people would just, like, Google it and, like, that would not work because of these reasons. Wikipedia says so.
Back then, we didn't know nothing.
No, exactly. It was all kinds of rumors you could do on the schoolyard.
I think the show would work if they brought in like one of the guys from MythBusters.
Yeah.
To like actually do the
actually do the things.
Yeah, do but the gimmicks. Yeah.
And they're like, we know this works, but because we MythBusted.
All MythBusters is gonna do is like at the end of the show we have to have like 50 pounds of TNT and blow something up.
Isn't that basically what the show is, anyways?
The MacGyver show?
No, that was MacGruber. So MacGyver defused the bombs. MacGruber always blew up the bombs.
Okay.
There's a funny British show, sort of like MythBusters, but it was
Science of the Stupid.
Is it that one?
No, I don't know.
That show's awesome.
Yeah, that's just people falling on their ass, and they say scientifically, this is why he fell on his ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's
Is it a webcast show or what?
It's on National Geographic.
Yeah, but you can find it on. Yeah,
it's got the guy from.
I wish they had the dating version because I've seemed to have mastered that science.
What's the car show that guy's from? Top Gear.
Top Gear. Yeah.
You know they have the new Top Gear coming out too.
But also the new not Top Gear.
No, there's the new Top Gear, and then there's the new not so Top Gear.
Well, the new Top Gear, and the guy got fired.
Did he?
Yep.
The guy from Friends.
No, Matt LeBlanc, or whatever stayed.
But the other guy.
The other guy quit because the ratings were so shitty.
Yeah.
But then they're going to have the new one.
With the three guys from the original Top Gear with a new name, but only streamed on Amazon because Amazon has the money.
And they go around the world and do car stuff.
So the same thing the other show was.
Like in a big top.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating shows, though, I saw a British dating show on my... Hmm.
Are you interested in British ladies?
No, not really. But you know how they have like Naked and Afraid and Naked Survival?
Naked Dating?
This is called Naked Attraction. So I'm like,
How does it work?
I'll tell you. So I'm like, I'll watch your show. I mean, it's naked people. It's probably going to be blurred, but I don't have anything to watch or anything to do.
With naked people, yeah. Andy.
Well, everybody likes naked people.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it was not blurred. Oops. It was like full-on naked people, and they were like standing in like little pods. Then this one person comes out, and there's like, if you're a guy, there's six chicks, or the reverse. If you're bisexual, there's three of each. And then they like, let's hike up the thing. So the screen goes up just above their waist.
You don't even see their face yet?
No. So you can just see from waist down, and it goes like, oh, yeah, that's a nice penis. Or, oh, yeah, like the vagina is good lips.
Symmetrical.
Yeah. It's weird.
What's your...
And then the guy who picks one has to get naked, and then they meet each other naked, and they go on a date.
Well, then what?
I've seen
the TV. I don't know.
It's very exciting because at the end of the date, they put all of their clothes on.
Yeah. Dating in reverse. You see each other naked first. It's kind of like, I don't know.
Well, that's called, I mean, if you live on a beach, that's what it's like.
Yeah. I was just surprised that they didn't blur, because they usually blur stuff out on these shows, but I guess the British don't.
And what time is that show on?
I saw it streaming
Right after Red Shoe Diaries.
No, I saw it streaming somewhere.
Red Shoe Diaries. You don't remember Red Shoe Diaries?
It might have been YouTube.
That was actually like Showcase's We Show a Nipple After Midnight TV show.
Oh, Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
We would wait up for that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like Emmanuel. Did you have those movies? Yeah?
No. We had the French-Canadian on CBC, like French CBC.
Right.
He Shoots, He Scores. The French version had nudity.
Yeah.
Who?
And Pierre Lambert. You remember Pierre Lambert?
No.
Maybe.
Did you not see the show?
I might have, but I don't remember.
This was the best show in the world. It was like the drama around a Mario Lemieux-like character named Pierre Lambert, who played for the Nordiques. But it wasn't really the Nordiques. And they played against the Canadians who weren't really the Canadians.
They had different color uniforms.
No, the uniforms were the same, but the crests were different.
Yeah, because they legally couldn't use the same.
Yeah, and then there was some love making.
Yeah, that's there was another French one that was like that too. It was like Young Blood, but it was like a French movie, like that one. But it had a bunch of banging, and it was a like a TV show.
Yeah, well, he shoots these scores.
It wasn't that one though. It was a different one.
Young Blood
is a hockey one.
Rob Lowe's High Point.
Yeah, close. There's another naked show that I saw that was, I was flipping through channels, and it was naked dating or something, basically.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, it didn't have the first part of it where they show naked people,
right?
But it was just two people who were naked who went out on a first date.
Hmm.
And then they like kissed at the door or something like that. But if you've been staring at the other person's junk and you go in to kiss them, something's going to happen.
Was the cocks and cunts blurred though?
Yeah, they were blurred.
The nipples too.
Yeah. What's Craig's favorite vagina?
Craig's.
If you were on that show looking at vagina, one? Which vagina would you pick?
Well, I haven't. What are you presenting in front of me?
Well, three vaginas. What's your visual?
Okay, obviously Tyler thought about this a lot. What's the different vaginas?
I don't know. I'm asking Craig.
You know.
You're asking me to describe something that's just much easier to just look at a picture of.
Of a vagina.
This is not a visual podcast.
I think this is more about Tyler than Craig right now.
I do believe so as well.
Do you like them lippy, Craig? Do you like them with no lips? Do you like any nipples, Audi nipples?
What do you like, Tyler?
I think I like Audi nipples.
Audi nipples.
They're all Audis. Yeah.
Not always. You can get any nipples.
Nip on the vagina?
No.
The vagina has nipples?
Just nipples in general.
No, I'm talking about vaginas. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I like the lippy ones.
I don't like to talk about this with a man.
Yeah? Do you like them trimmed?
Trimmed?
Trimmed is nice.
Yeah?
Yep. Neat.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like the landing strip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lightning bolt.
I'm not a fan of the landing strip. It looks weird.
What about a fancy design?
It doesn't look. It looks. I don't know. It looks fake.
The landing strip.
Yeah. I don't care for
vaginas.
It looks manufactured. It doesn't look organic. If it's all square.
I want a vegetarian vagina like they had back in the 70s.
No, but it looks it looks off having like a square thing on a human body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegetarian with a full bush.
Doesn't have to be full bush, but you know.
It's amazing thinking back to the kids have a good today, you know? Young teenagers.
Yeah.
The bush that I had to the walk through.
And anything they want to know about sex, they can Google.
What? I mean,
like when I was like 8 years old, I was so stupid. I thought if you called into like a quiz show on TV, like I thought, like if I could see them, they could see me back. So I was gonna call into this morning show. Like my dad said, "Oh yeah, you can call in." And I was just in my underwear, and I was thinking, maybe I was younger. I think I was 6 years old. And I'm like, I can't be in my underwear in front of a TV if he sees me back.
But like, now it's true.
Yeah,
if your laptop's open.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway. Should probably wrap up.
Let's just take one more question from this ridiculous app.
Yes.
I think you need extra so that you can cut out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's 40 minutes. I can cut up like 10. What's the question, Craig?
I tried out for my college dance team. I got in but recently found out that I am the only inexperienced dancer on the team.
Yeah, well, The pressure is going to drop on you.
This is lowering my confidence because I've been slow on choreography and warm-ups.
Well, the pressure is going to drop on you.
I know what the solution is.
Yeah.
Practice.
Other dancers don't talk to me much or remember my name. Mm-hmm. I really want to dance.
Yeah, maybe you should practice and make
more
of an
impact. But time I go to practice, I feel left out.
The same way you can't be a good musician like Craig. Without practice, you have to practice.
Yes.
Be like Craig.
And then you'll make more of an impact and they'll remember your name.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice music, man.
Yeah. This has been Real Evil and Real it's gonna evil. Drop on you.
Just dance, honey.
Evil.